ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு சங்கம் லிட். திஸ் இஸ் நந்தினி கார்கி அண்ட் இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் வி பர்சீவ் அ போயட்ஸ் கண்டென்மெண்ட் அஸ் போர்ட்ரேட் இன் சங்கம் லிட்ரரி ஒர்க் புறநானூறு 376 பென் ஃபார் லீடர் ஒய்மான் நல்லிய கோடன் பை த போயட் புறத்தினை நன்னாகனார். Set in the category of Padantinai or praise, the verse sketches an unforgettable moment in the life of a poet. Visumbu neetham iranda nyayitru pasungadir malugiya sivandu vaangu andi sirunani piranda pindrai serippini chida arvalpin en tadari thaliyi paanar aarum alavai yaan than yaanar nalmanai koottu mudal nindranan இமைத்தோர் விழித்த மாத்திரை நேரேரென குணக்கு எழு திங்கள் கனை இருள் அகற்ற பண்டு அறிவாரா உருவொடு என் அரைத்தொன்று படு துளையொடு பரு இழை போகி நைந்து கரை பறைந்த என் உடையும் நோக்கி விருந்தினன் அழியன் இவன் என பெருந்தகை நின்ற முரற்கை நீக்கி நன்றும் அரவு வெகுண்டன்ன தேரலொடு சூடு தருபு நிறையத்து அன்ன என் வரன் களைந்து அன்றே இராவினானே ஈத்தோன் எந்தை அன்றை நான்றினொடு இன்றின் ஊங்கும் இறப்ப சிந்தியேன் நிரப்பு அடு புனையின் உளத்தின் அளக்கும் மிளிர்ந்த தகையேன் நிறை குளப்புதவின் மகிழ்ந்தனன் ஆகி ஒரு நாள் இரவலர் வரையா வள்ளியோர் கடைத்தலை ஞாங்கர் நெடுமொழி பயிற்றி தோன்றல் செல்லாது என் சிறு கிணைக்குரலே. It's interesting how, after traversing in various directions, we are back to celebrating leaders and kings in this segment of Puranaanooru verses. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Crossing the sky's horizon, the sun dimmed its delicate rays in that moment of dusk. A little while later, embracing and playing on my tadari drum, well tied with leather straps, when bards were having their food, I stood near the storehouse of his prosperous fine mansion. Even before I could blink my eyes with great speed, as the moon that rose in the east removed the thick cover of darkness, as I stood with my old form unrecognizable and the garment around my waist full of holes, its fibers worn out, stressed and strained, looking at my attire, he said with great magnanimity, "This newcomer is to be pitied." And took the symbols I held in my hand and offered toddy that seemed like a hissing snake along with hot meat and thus removed my hell-like poverty right on that day. Even though it was night, my Lord rendered gifts many unto me. From that day onwards, now and hereon too, I will never ever think of begging, for he is the raft that takes me to safety across the sea of poverty. I have the ability to understand the depth of hearts. Akin to an overflowing pond is my joy. Even for a single day, even in the front yards of generous people who never refuse supplicants, singing their tall praises, the voice of my little kinai drum shall never resound. Time to explore the nuances. The poet starts by talking about one day when the sun had set and its tender rays had vanished from the skies. A little while after this time, the poet found himself at the gates of a rich mansion with granaries plenty. It was the time of the day when bards were welcomed and served with food there. At this time, the poet seems to have stood near a granary and started playing on his tadari drum. Just a moment it takes to blink one's eyes past, and the leader of the house stood near the poet. None of the poet's old form remained, and this leader had no way of recognizing him, so thin and wretched he was, and his clothes were full of holes, tattered and stained too. Seeing the poet's state, the leader took great pity on him and immediately took the symbols that the poet held in his hand and offered him toddy that seemed to hiss like a snake, such was its strength, as well as delicious pieces of hot meat. Even though it was late in the night, the leader showered so many gifts upon this poet that the leader appeared to the poet like a raft that was moving him safely to the shore, away from the sea of poverty. Just that moment, the poet decided that he is not going to sing about anyone else, no matter how generous and how sure of obtaining gifts from them. This is because he had all he wanted received from the hands of this leader he met on that dark night. The poet concludes saying that he has the vision to understand people's hearts, meaning he truly knows what the leader's worth is, and also how his own heart is brimming with happiness like a pond overflowing with water. The poet's joy, relief, and contentment does brim over from these words and spill over in a tangible, timeless expression that we can understand. Even though so exuberant the praises, some practical questions entered my mind about whether this leader could take care of the poet for his entire life. Were these words sung just in the relief of that moment, or is the decision never to go to anyone else a permanent resolution? Even if this leader could take care of this poet during his lifetime, what about after that? All these questions arising within make me think. The song is just what the poet feels at that moment after his long and tired journey, seeing no hope anymore and finally receiving such compassion and love, so much so that the poet feels he should glorify the leader so. And we can conclude that this verse is all about what the heart feels in a moment, perhaps taken for granted by others, but which seems to the person experiencing it as the turning point of their life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.